Let's start an argument. Hello, this is Giselle with Let's Start an Argument, brought to you by Lieber Brothers Limited, makers of Surf, the suds that gets clothes sweet and clean. On this program, we're always looking for a good argument, and it's worth $5 and a giant box of Surf to the sender. Double this award for the Daily Double. Yesterday's Daily Double should have started a tempest in the teapot. Mrs. P.J. Valley of Vernon River, Prince Edward Island, started an argument about how many countries grow tea besides China. And the answer? Tea is grown in a dozen other countries. India, Burma, Siam, Indochina, Japan, Java, Formosa, Russia, Natal, Nyasaland, Uganda, and Kenya. That's a list. The United States once tried to grow tea as well, but gave it up. Not because of the climate, but because the cost of labor was too high. That sends $10 and two giant packages of Surf to Mrs. P.J. Valley of Vernon River, Prince Edward Island. And when you get that Surf, Mrs. Valley, you'll be set for the sweetest washes you've ever had. Scientific tests, you know, have shown that Surf actually gets out more dirt and grease than any other leading wash day suds. Gets clothes so clean you can smell the difference. Now for our first argument today, Mrs. C.A. Loheed of Fredericton, New Brunswick, asks if there is a word in the English language which contains a Q not followed by a U. Can you think of a word that contains a Q not followed by a U? I could learn my ABCs, bring home A's instead of D's, and my mom and dad I'd please if I had rhythm in my nursery rhyme. In the corner on a stool, I sit 'cause I broke a rule, but I'll show them I'm no fool if I had rhythm in my nursery rhyme. Tra-la-la-la-la won't get me far. Lately I've been thinking, if I had a little bit of rhythm, I'd be a Washington or a Lincoln. Simple Simon at a fair met a pie man who was there. About those two guys I don't care, 'cause I have rhythm in my nursery rhyme. In ordinary modern English, Q is only used in the combination QU. Q was originally a Phoenician letter adopted by the Greeks, then the Romans. After the conquest, the combination QU was introduced in England. That sends $5 and a giant box of Surf to Mrs. C.A. Loheed of Fredericton, New Brunswick. You know, Surf gets everything so clean, so sweet and clean. Why, even with your eyes shut, you can smell the cleanness of your Surf clean clothes. Now, our second argument is from Mrs. Dorothy Anderson of Lethbridge, Alberta. She says, we were told at school that anti-disestablishmentarianism is the longest word in the English dictionary. What does it mean? Well, I heard the same thing at school, but didn't look it up in the dictionary until just now. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. Baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes, but baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin, oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none, oh, isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me. you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little bit about psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. Well, I don't know what's happened to anti-disestablishmentarianism, because it isn't in the unabridged Oxford Dictionary, and it isn't in Webster's. I did find, however, disestablishmentarianism, though, and it means the withdrawal of special state patronage from a church. More than 100 years ago, the Manchester Guardian noted that disestablishmentarian candidates were dwindling. It's my guess that the word has dwindled with them, and no wonder. $5 and a giant box of Surf to Mrs. Dorothy Anderson of Lethbridge, Alberta. For everything from overalls to underthings, for work clothes and children's clothes, for lingerie and stockings, the answer to wash day problems is Surf. Surf is the suds discovery that gets all your washing whiter, brighter, and sweeter, too. Remember how thrilled you were the first time you received a corsage? And how much time it took to decide exactly how to wear it? Well, Mrs. Olive R. Neal of Kelowna, B.C., argues that the correct way to wear a corsage is with the flowers looking up. Many people, though, wear them in a drooping position. Now, who is right? For I bring a little white gardenia, as refreshing as a day. You may wear it if you care, or toss it away. If you look into this white gardenia, there's a message there I dare not say, that I'll let this little white gardenia convey. Who knows, tomorrow we may be together or so far apart. Take this token of my love, cherish it and keep it close to your heart. If our paths should ever cross again, dear, accidentally or by fate's design, if you wear a little white gardenia, no matter how you wore that first corsage, flowers up or down, you were right. Flowers are meant to enhance the charm of the wearer. They can be worn in the hair, at the neck of a dress, at the waist, or anywhere that you think they look best. It doesn't matter whether they are worn up or down. Mrs. Olive R. Neal of Kelowna, B.C. will receive a crisp new $5 bill and a giant package of Surf for her argument. Surf sets a whole new standard of cleanliness, gets clothes really deep down sweet and clean. Your nose as well as your eyes will tell you when a wash is Surf clean, you can bet it's really clean. Honorable opponents, in order to continue debating about everything under the sun, we ask you to send your arguments to Let's Start an Argument in care of this station. If they're used on this program, you will be wealthier by $5 and a giant box of surf, or $10 and two boxes of surf for the Daily Double. Now for our fourth argument. A caprice is a sudden whim, a change of mind. Mrs. Scrybook of Ottawa wants to delve further into the meaning. Does it have anything to do with the Isle of Capri? Caprice. The word sounds like a sudden whim, doesn't it? 'Twas on the Isle of Capri that I found her, beneath the shade of an old walnut tree. Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round her, where we met on the Isle of Capri. She was as sweet as a rose at the dawning, but somehow fate hadn't meant her for me. I sail with the tide in the morning, still my heart's on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian skies above. I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love? She whispered softly, best not to linger. And then as I kissed her hand, I could see she wore a plain golden ring on her finger. 'Twas goodbye on the Isle of Capri. So far as I know, the word caprice doesn't have anything to do with the Isle of Capri. Caprice does come from the Italian, though, and the word means the skip or the frisk of a goat. We tried to find out whether the island of Capri in the Bay of Naples was noted for goats, but no luck. Capri appears to exist on the tourist trade as it has done for centuries since the time of the Roman Emperor Augustus. That sends $5 and a giant box of surf to Mrs. Scrybook of Ottawa. S-U-R-F, that's surf, the new wash day suds that's making such a hit all over Canada because it gets clothes so much sweeter smelling. Sweeter because they're cleaner, and new lab tests prove it. Time now for the Daily Double. Smith, Wilson, Brown, Johnson. Where do we get our surnames from? Well, that argument was sent in by Mrs. Percy Carvey of Brandon, Manitoba, and we are leaving it with you until tomorrow when we'll be back again. And don't forget, every argument used on this transcribed program is worth a crisp new $5 bill and a giant package of surf to the sender. The Daily Double pays double, so let's hear from you, shall we? Let's Start an Argument is brought to you by Lever Brothers Limited, makers of surf, the suds that take a lot of the work out of wash day. This is Giselle saying goodbye for now. I'll be back again tomorrow at the same time, on the same station, with Let's Start an Argument.